Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's June 30th, 2010. Biosurveillance allows the federal government to provide early awareness and detection of potentially catastrophic biological events, such as pandemic diseases and attacks with biological weapons. A group led by Bill Jenkins, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently examined federal efforts to develop national biosurveillance capability. GAO's Scott Golden sat down with Bill to learn more.
What is biosurveillance capability and why is it important to national security?
Biosurveillance has essentially two components. The first is the early detection of a dangerous biological agent that could have catastrophic consequences, and the second is the context of that agent. That is, where did it come from? Who can it affect? How is it likely to spread? What could be the consequences for the nation? And the reason that it's important is because of a couple of things. One, we've already had two terrorist attacks with anthrax in the United States. And anthrax is an agent that can be aerosolized, that is, it can spread through the air. Secondly, is that there's been a new disease discovered in the United States and in the world every year since the 1970s. There are 40 now dangerous diseases that did not exist in the 1970s, and they mutate over time. And so we need to, just because we know about flu, as we found with H1N1, doesn't mean that we know about new flu that may come along. And the other thing is that we live in an interconnected world. And in that world, there are millions of people and millions of tons of goods that circulate around the world every day. And the sheer volume makes it easy for a dangerous pathogen to enter the United States undetected. And so it's important that we have some ability when something occurs to be able to identify that pathogen and what its particular consequences may be.
Can you discuss the federal government's current state of commitment to developing a national biosurveillance capability?
Well, there are a number of agencies, at least 12 federal agencies, that have some active biosurveillance activities going on. The broadest of those are the Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services. All of those have various kinds of networks out there, whether they're rural agricultural agents or they're public health people or others who are providing information to them about unusual events that are coming in, and they're trying to determine what the nature of those events are. So there's a lot of activity going on in the federal government. The issue is coordinating and integrating those efforts.
So what challenges do the federal departments and agencies face in meeting these biosurveillance goals?
The most critical problem that they face is simply personnel with the expertise to be able to identify a pathogen, you know, do the lab tests, be able to understand what the implications of that are, et cetera. And so that's the single biggest thing, is having people with the skills and expertise that are needed to actually carry it out. And both Agriculture and Department of Health and Human Services both have efforts to try to address that by providing fellowships, training, equipment to local public health departments, et cetera.
So what mechanisms or strategies are in place to help guide the development of biosurveillance capability?
Each of the agencies that are involved in this have some strategy or some plan of their own of how they want to meet their particular responsibilities as they see them. There are a couple of much broader national strategies, one by HHS on human health and another by the White House on biosurveillance generally. Both of those strategies recognize in the strategy itself that what is really needed is a national framework, which is what we do not have currently.
Well, what recommendations is GAO making to these agencies to help establish a national biosurveillance framework?
All the agencies that are involved are, I want to make very clear, all are trying to do their best. But because this crosses so many agencies and none of the agencies involved have the authority to give direction or require the participation of other agencies, that because it's above any single federal agency, our recommendation is that the Homeland Security Council work with relevant federal agencies like DHS and HHS and Agriculture to identify a national focal point for this work. And that national focal point would have both accountability and responsibility and the resources to develop a nationwide framework for this that could help set priorities.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.